There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Join us here on the radio. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
I'm Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
And once again, that toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Or Skype on in, just like Abel has done from New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live. You were commenting on the psychopath who shot a couple people to death this morning. He was a former news reporter. He killed a couple of his former coworkers this morning and gunned them down. They perished pretty much on the scene, from what I understand. He later shot himself when being pursued by police, was taken to a hospital and died in the hospital. And you had brought up the question about, well, what would have happened, or how could have this, you know, played out differently if someone who was at the scene of the murder actually had a gun, besides the murderer?
Exactly. I actually think that the result of that being more likely, let's just say we take the threshold of people carrying guns from, you know, 8 or 10% in New Hampshire, or, you know, other, you know, more liberal states.
Is it only 8 to 10% in New Hampshire carry guns? I feel like it's much higher than that here.
I don't know. I mean, that's
where did you get that number?
I pulled it from my.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. I mean, I feel like I see guns.
Okay.
I see people with guns here a lot. You know, that's just what I see.
But that's what, you know, when you see an open carrier, then you know that, you know, it's kind of a brighter occurrence. I think it, but I don't think it's happening as much as people think. And I just think that if we went from whatever the percentage is and just doubled it and then you know, with the commensurate amount of, you know, training and whatever, I know that there's a lot of problems with training. The police themselves are noted for being not trained, and that, you know, when you see these shootings and what ends up happening, it's like, were these guys really trained? What the Yeah, you know what? I'm just saying that the opportunity for people to actually be responsible for their own defense is huge, and it's the right answer for so many things of distributed things. Now for Mark, you don't want to carry a gun. That's
he
fine.
Can't. He's a felon.
Well,
but even if I wasn't, I don't think it would be a great idea for me to carry a gun. No, I'm just absent-minded.
I don't think that felons should be banned from it any more than anybody else, because the fact is that felons are, you know, not necessarily violent criminals at all.
That's true.
And the number of especially federal crimes that are turning up as being felons, you know, the habitual offender law, for one, it's just ridiculous. It's just idiotic.
Abel, how realistic do you think someone would get involved? Like, say you're on a scene, you own a gun, and you only have split seconds. You see some person you don't know what's going on, pulling a gun and pointing at another person. Do you think you'd actually pull out your firearm and shoot somebody without, like, how do you know it's not a good guy pointing at a bad guy?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to just shoot somebody.
Well, yeah,
how realistic a gun would have stopped this situation.
I'm going to try to assess the situation as best I can. You know, I'm sure there will be mistakes made, but I think that the vast majority of interactions with people with their guns it works out. John Locke has shown this again and again in his book, More Guns, Less Crime, that basically, you know, you stop the interaction, the bad action, with sometimes just showing the weapon, not even necessarily unholstering it.
Sure, that's if you have the ability to do that prior to something, you know, going down. In this case, I think if you've seen the video, you know the man pulled the gun. He held it out for a couple of seconds, seemed to pull it back. I don't know if he put it away or if he just pulled it out of the camera's view. You can't tell from the video, and then waits for a moment, and then ultimately blasts at the pair. But I think that if somebody else on that dock had a gun and they'd noticed him pull it out, they could have drawn down on him and quickly yelled for him to put the gun down.
That seems like if somebody pulled a gun, that seems like the most likely
circumstance. That'd be the best thing to do, in my opinion. Abel, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-453 because, you don't know what's happening if you're just stumbling into something. You don't know if, maybe they're filming a movie.
Maybe he's got a rubber gun, right?
Maybe it's all fake, who knows? Or maybe, you suggested, maybe he's the good guy or something like that. You don't know, right, when you're coming into that situation. So the best thing you can do is to not only ascertain in the moment, but to try to get more information before taking some sort of drastic action.
All right, fair enough.
Like shooting somebody. But, of course, had he not hesitated as he did, and it's a creepy video where he just literally is holding this gun on these people, and they're not even aware of it because they're just so busy doing the interview that they're in. They don't even notice this man.
Their job.
Right, yeah. Pulling a gun. I mean, the person who is being interviewed doesn't notice. The interviewer, nobody notices. And, of course, had he not hesitated, then nobody would have been able to stop this because if somebody gets the jump on you, it's too late.
Right. That's the other thing about the advocation for open carry or carrying a gun generally is that how many circumstances are you going to get the jump on the criminal? And I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's 10%. Maybe it's 40%. I don't know. It seems like it'd be less than 50%. Now, I don't think that's a reason not to allow open carry. It's just like, hey, let's not overstate our case here either. Sometimes if we've seen, there are news stories where somebody with a gun stops a crime from being occurring. So we know that it happens a percentage of the time. So that's a good thing. Plus, in order to stop bad guys from having guns, you must take away the right of good guys to have guns. Mm-hmm. And that's a bad thing. When you start saying that, because basically, free men are allowed to carry weapons, and those that are not free are not.
Regarding open carry, I think that could have actually stopped this from happening, at least at this incident. Because if somebody's open carrying, then the criminal knows there's an armed opposition right there. There's no question about it. Somebody's got a gun. Now, certainly, the criminal could, decide that it's worth the risk and that they're going to go ahead and take the shot, shoot at the person with the gun first. It's likely that the person who is open – this is, one of the negative sides of open carrying is if someone is dedicated enough to committing murder that they're likely going to shoot you first if you're open carrying. But this guy missed his first shot. At least that's the way it looks in this video. And whether between the first and the second shot is enough time for you to pull your gun out and do something about it, I don't know. But even if he doesn't miss and he does actually get a hit, but he doesn't kill the person, that could still mean that person could fight back. Right. So if they have enough strength within them to pull the gun from their holster and then shoot back. So how much of this is going through a madman's mind, I don't know. I mean, we are talking about somebody who's disconnected from reality.
Pretty thoroughly.
But even someone who's disconnected from reality is probably going to notice the gun on your hip, and it may give them enough to think about to where they decide, maybe now's not the time for what I was going to do. I'm going to turn around and go away and plot for another day or, reconsider.
Whatever the plan is.
I think that would have been, had the cameraman or whoever else, had the person in the interviewee been open carrying, I think that could have reduced the likelihood that this man would have actually gone through with it.
And the other thing, another thing you need to consider about weapons is that the police aren't there to protect you. The police are there to clean up the mess. Now, I'm sure many of them, given the opportunity to protect you, will. But I'm, you know, plenty of them will have shown themselves to be, you know, most interested in protecting themselves too. But you know, that's not really the point. The point is that they're minutes away when seconds count.
All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us with your thoughts on this madman shooting two people who just, he didn't like them. That's pretty much it. Maybe they made fun of him at work, according to his crazy manifesto. We're coming up.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines. Great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com. That's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can share how you feel about the shootings today, the latest in a series of never-ending shootings. Now, of course, some people are going to say the solution is gun control. Others are going to say the solution is more guns. And, of course, you're welcome to let us know what you think will make a difference, if anything at all. I thought that maybe if the person had, one of the victims had been open carrying a weapon, that might have possibly dissuaded the shooter. And certainly if somebody else had been around with a weapon, at the very least, that could have interrupted the shooter and or could have taken the shooter out at that moment or after he had committed the act. You can share your thoughts with us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Now, if you're online and you care about privacy, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, and that means that your own internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online. ProXPN does it right. They offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. And they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And now ProXPN has more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They take credit card and Bitcoin. Plus, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and 50 as in 50% off. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You hear about online privacy being infringed all over the place, so go to proxpn.com now, use code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right. To your phone calls and thoughts with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Terry Lupo.
And Mark.
Let's talk first to Zane, listening in Nashville, Tennessee. Zane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I wasn't with you guys on the first hour, so I don't know if someone's already mentioned this or not, but I came in the second hour of this conversation. So
yes, sir.
My question was, I've been in the military for 21 years, so I'm a senior NCO. I'm in an elite unit, and something I have seen all around the world is people being shot, and that chick did not look like she got shot. Has anybody mentioned that?
Is this like a conspiracy theory? I mean, it's
no,
possible she
saying,
was...
I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy. All I'm saying is she probably weighed between, I don't know, 110, 120. That's probably a 45 is what I'm guessing, either a Glock or a Springfield XD. And
you said it was a Glock 19, I believe, is what the number was. Okay, I don't know what the caliber of that is.
Oh, that's it's a 45. It's either a 40 okay. or 45, but the point is, if he hit two of the three shots, he would have knocked her down is the point. She wouldn't have been running away in high heels.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I was thinking when I first saw it. I'm not into the conspiracy world or anything, but I'm just saying I've seen people being shot. And
it sounds weird. I mean, that's the thing you hear about 45s, right? They have stopping power.
Yeah, but how much does adrenaline count? Like, I've heard of people getting shot that
don't even know
they're shot.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what the purpose of a 45 is what they say, is stopping power.
At that close range with whatever kind of camera, a GoPro, whatever he was using, I'm not sure. But at that close, you would have seen an entry wound, and you would have probably seen back splatter as well. That's what I have always seen every time I see someone get shot, especially that close. You would have seen blood instantly.
Well, you know, you've had the experience seeing this happen, so I'll certainly take your word for it. But the video that we're talking about is very, very short.
Yes.
At least the version I saw, he takes like maybe three shots. At least, again, I only saw it once. I did not play it through a second time, and I actually had my sound turned down. So I'm not sure exactly how many shots are shown in the video. But it's certainly possible that once the GoPro turns away from the action, that he continues to shoot and then ultimately does gun her down.
There are lots of gunshots, but as soon as he shoots at her, she runs away. The camera goes away. I slowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
You can clearly see that he gets at least three shots off before she runs.
Yeah.
And then what was odd is maybe because I'm just different, that, you know, I guess, you know, service members are trained a little different maybe. I don't know. I can't tell anymore because I think I've been in the military longer than I've been out in my life. But that guy pulls a gun up and then takes it away and nobody notices that.
Yeah, they didn't notice. I can see that.
I guess I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised by that.
I mean, you know,
she was in the middle of her interview. Yeah,
people are busy doing their jobs.
The cameraman had his back turned.
Yeah. Someone could be pointing a gun at us in the studio, and I wouldn't know.
The lady being interviewed didn't notice that she was almost, you know, she could almost see him at least out of her peripherals.
They don't have situational awareness, man.
That
part I'm willing to let go. I think that you make an interesting point. If a slight woman is shot with a .45 two times, and I still don't know what a Glock 19 is, but even if it's a .40 caliber.
Was she shot two times? Is that what the reports are saying? I haven't seen that detail.
It hasn't said, not that I know of. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was shot once, twice, three times. I don't know.
The lady.
The lady. I'm not sure. All I know is that he definitely shoots several rounds off.
Yep.
And
he certainly misses the first one. I mean, I'm almost positive he missed the first one.
Yeah, I'm not debating that at all. I'm sure his adrenaline was running as well. He probably
It could just be that he missed the other two shots as well, and she was able to run far enough away to where, you know, he had to drop the GoPro or something to go after her. I don't know, and I imagine the witness that lived through this will have a few things to say about exactly what transpired.
Someone lived through it? I thought they were both dead.
There are two people who are dead, but there was an interviewee. There was a woman that was
being surgery is all I heard. Is it?
Oh, she got shot too?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
She got shot in the back is what, now I don't know if it's true. That's what the news said. I don't know.
Other than
everyone else has seen on TV.
Zane.
Yeah,
I want to say thank you. I appreciate the expertise. Appreciate your thoughts here tonight. I mean, I saw another video I saw a screen cap online. Like, this is not the hand of a black man, suggesting that it wasn't, in point of fact, the guy who they were saying shot these people, but it was somebody else.
Well, I think it's good to question what we see. You know, at any given opportunity. At the same time, there are people out there that are looking for the conspiracy as soon as they see something new bad in the news. I can get a little bit of attention if I just come up with this conspiracy.
So. Let's go to Zach. Zach is on the line from Minnesota via Skype. Hello, Zach.
Hello, gentlemen. I couldn't resist. This is one of my topics, gun control anyway.
All right.
So I'll be brief. So the last caller anyway, the Glock 19 is a 9mm weapon.
Oh.
And that would explain the rapid succession of shots that you hear. I mean, it's a pretty easy gun to handle.
I would like to point out that the service member may not know what a Glock is because that's not what they're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. They're carrying rifles and stuff.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've got 9 years in the reserves myself. It's not active duty, but I've got some experience in that area, but. You know, so the other issue, because I carry absolutely everywhere I go. Every time I leave the house, I have a .45 and three extra magazines. And the reason is because I've had the training and the mindset to use them at a month's notice if I need to. And I don't, as much of a gun advocate as I am, I can't see regular Joe carrying them every day also. And I hear the music. I have a couple more points if I could hold.
Stand by, Zach in Minnesota. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us to discuss everything from gun control to defending oneself in a situation like this, 855-450-FREE, or defending others, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Taryn, you told me you just bought something through saveatpurse.com.
Oh, I love Purse, and you never should have started me. I bought like four things this week.
Of course we should have started you, because you probably would have bought those things anyway and then paid full price for them, right?
It's great. I love it.
So they actually, they used to have a tally of the total number.
They still do?
They brought that back?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I actually sent them, I sent their tech support. They did a whole redesign of their website, and I said, hey, you guys, you got rid of the tally where it showed you how much total you've saved by using Purse. And they said, oh, yeah, we'll see if we can bring that back.
I think, so. Yeah, I feel like I've seen it. But it was great.
Super cool.
I'm averaging about a 20% discount with no headaches at all. Like,
yeah,
within an hour or two, it's ordered.
Right. So if you're willing to be patient, you can save 20% or more at Amazon. So pretty much on anything you might want to buy from Amazon, whatever it is, even some used items, you can save big time. 20% is the average that is saved, not just by Terran, but in the United States. And so it's up to you what percentage you want to save. Usually I'll go for 25 because I've never had a problem getting 25. And you can do this, but the trick is, here's the catch, you've got to spend Bitcoin in order to get these huge discounts from Amazon.
What a great reason to get into Bitcoin. And people have been hearing about it, and a lot of them haven't felt any particular reason to get into it. Now you know.
Here's what you have to do first is go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. Get signed up there. Whether you've got Bitcoin yet or not, just go and get signed up at saveatpurse.com. You can watch their video. It'll show you how to use the website. It's super easy to use. And then go get your Bitcoin. Or if you've already got Bitcoin, then get spending on the stuff you would have bought anyway, and you would have paid full Amazon price, which it's not a bad thing to pay full Amazon price. They usually have pretty darn good prices. But to pay 20% less, 25% less, maybe even more. You can get that off whatever at Amazon.
I want to point something out here that we never really talk about. We talk about how we could save it personally, but if you were a business that had to buy bulk items on Amazon, you could save 25% on a business expense. Man, that's huge in business.
You could. I've
bought in bulk items on Amazon.
I wonder, I think that over time, Purse, if it becomes more popular, will likely mean that the amounts that you'll save will go down, I would suspect, because you are competing in a marketplace with
others.
That's why
you need to get started now.
Yes, so get in on this.
Yeah,
Save at purse.com.
I bet there's some business owners out there that buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. Man, you can save a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go to the phone calls, and we'll continue with Zach, who is in Minnesota, with some thoughts on the shooting today of the reporters, the reporter and cameraman by a former reporter. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to say that I don't think that everyone needs to or should carry a firearm because, just general people that haven't had excessive training in the area, they just aren't qualified. They're unlikely to actually use it. It's a mental condition that you need to be in.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be prepared to take someone's life in an instant. And I can confidently say that if I believed in my soul that that person intended harm to me or someone else, that I could do it. I may need some therapy sessions after the fact if I still, if I think I would.
Most humans would.
Someone.
Yeah, I have a real tough time with that.
But I think in the moment, I absolutely could. And I think you need to have that intestinal fortitude and have made that decision beforehand that, yes, you can and will. Now, if let's say I was standing near this scene, I just happened to be walking by, and I conceal carry everywhere I go, and let's say I did see this guy and I recognized the threat. I mean, that you only have seconds to react. I mean, even an Old West gunslinger wouldn't have stopped this incident, I don't think.
Well, you had more seconds in this situation than you would in a situation with somebody who didn't hesitate. In this situation, he did hesitate for several seconds, which is far longer than you would have had he just gone ahead and pulled a gun and shot.
Right, so maybe it would have helped, maybe not. I mean, the real reason that I carry is, all these movie theaters that keep getting shot up to where there's multiple targets and you have plenty of time to react, things like that. But gun control is absolutely not the answer. It's not even an option for so many reasons. One, of course, constitutionality, if people believe in that. And then it's just the genie's out of the bottle. I mean, there's so many guns per capita in this country that you just can't. It's simply impossible to, what are you going to do? Go door to door, ask if people have guns. Of course, there's no gun registry, so all they have to do is say no. That whole proposal is just preposterous because it's not going to work. It's a fantasy. So what do we have to focus on? If you look at what is the constant with all of these shootings, it's mental health issues. Pretty much every single time since, Columbine in the 90s, where that's all it is, people lashing out with undealt with mental issues. This particular individual, from what I know about the case, he felt that he had been wronged because of his race, and he was lashing out on former coworkers. He was fired from his last job, and of course I'm trusting that the media has all this right. But he was let go from his last job because there he was lashing out at people because he was one of these everybody's offensive and thought everybody was out to get him, so they, had to let him go. And that's the constant in every one of these situations is these mental issues that our country, I don't think we know how to deal with them. If you have...
Put them on drugs.
Yeah, almost every one of these shooters is on psychological drugs. Every one of them when they...
This guy wasn't, though, apparently.
Really?
At least if you believe his manifesto.
Well, one thing, I think you brought up something that's really important, and that's the Second Amendment. If you like the Bill of Rights, you have to like the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's really clear. It says that the 20,000 gun laws we have in this country are unconstitutional. I don't care what the judges and the Supreme Court says. They're unconstitutional. If you want people to be restricted from carrying guns by the federal government in any way, any restriction, I don't care if it's felons or crazy people or whatever, we need to change the rules of the game. And that requires a constitutional amendment, some kind of change to the Bill of Rights. Now, if this is such common sense legislation, we should be able to get that done. But those are the rules of the game as they exist today. And if we like our rights, then we need to respect everybody else's rights, too. So that's what we need to
and
do.
And even on that, so we passed this magical amendment. How did that work for the 18th in the early 20th century?
Yeah.
Alcohol disappeared overnight because there was an amendment, right?
No, definitely not. Hey, Zach, great call. Good thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Jack is in West Virginia. Listening on Facebook? I don't think that's possible. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. I presume you're listening online somehow.
Yeah, I've been listening and I'm kind of falling a little bit.
But you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, all this hype about gun control and stuff, every time you turn around, there's some kind of incident happening. It's really profound. You know, everybody has a right to keep and bear arms, but in a situation, the person themselves has to go through a background check. Everybody that wants to carry has to go through a background check. That's implemented. If they are found to where they shouldn't have a concealed weapon or weapons, period, then that's entered into the database. But to throw it on the responsible gun owner. See, all the responsible gun owners are perceived as crazy.
I think that a lot of people would like to paint anybody with a gun as crazy. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way that we're being painted, and we're being painted as terrorists. We're not terrorists. We're not crazy. We're responsible.
Yeah, it's true. And anybody who is talking crap about responsible gun owners would sure be praising them if they were saved, you know, if they had their lives saved by one of them at some point. You know, some madman comes into a place with a lot of people and starts shooting. It's the responsible gun owner who's going to be able to save the day in that circumstance. And you guys don't get enough credit. Thanks, Jack, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Because while the police are minutes away, a responsible gun owner could be right there. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Skype us. It's Skype LRN.
Retriever Sundance is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. That's working. Don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food stories from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do enjoy the features waiting for you. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this show, you may become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Idea? Simple. You send $5 a month into the show. We invest that $5 into advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live so we can get on new radio stations. By the way, welcome to WSLA in Slidell, which actually I probably shouldn't have welcomed them right now because they're only on for the first hour of the weekday show.
Yeah, but, welcome tomorrow.
Yeah, I can do that. But they are taking our live Saturday show as well, and this is all possible because we're able to advertise to the industry, to program directors as well. And it's the AMP program that really makes that happen for us, so thank you to everybody who AMPs the show. If you aren't doing so yet, please, you can go sign up for any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right there over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum, and more. And the AMP-only Facebook group, which is super cool. So go and enjoy all the features. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, an armed community is a safe community. And you were absolutely correct in the beginning of this hour that, you know, the more guns we have out there for the public, the safer we will be. But a question I do have, and I did watch the video, and I wondered maybe if it would have changed the odds any if the woman that was being if he, you know, why she didn't say anything, or
she was not facing the gunman. She was facing more so than the other two the other two victims. She was closer. I guess her body was angled in a more gunman-like direction than the other two, but she definitely wasn't facing him. She was facing the reporter. The reporter was facing her. She was facing the reporter, and they were both obviously very, very entranced with the interview and not noticing what was going on.
It just, I mean, when I saw the interview, it just seemed that it was, but it may have just been the angle. But I still think that, you know, if, you know, more people out there had guns, that, you know, possibly it could have changed the odds on this, I mean, completely.
Thank you, Robert, for your call. And you're calling from Vermont, where anyone, by the way, can carry a gun, unless you're a felon.
Absolutely.
And you can openly carry, and you can concealed carry without having any kind of government permission slip. And you don't have, you know, crazy murder sprees happening in Vermont.
Nope, not at all. As a matter of fact, I mean, I'm a convicted felon, and I can't have a gun. But if Vermont were to secede from the United States, I could have a gun.
You could have a black powder pistol in Vermont. That in most states in the Union, you can have black powder pistols. And it's one of the felons can. And it's one of the really sort of telling things about gun laws, felons not being able to carry in this country, is felons in most states can carry a black powder pistol. When was the last time a convenience store, a liquor store, or a bank was robbed with a black powder pistol by a felon? Well, that should tell you how often or how much criminals care about your gun laws. Because at that point, you know, if a felon that wanted to rob something is going to commit a crime cared about your gun laws, they would use a black powder pistol because it's illegal for them to carry this gun. So therefore, mm-hmm. since they go out and they get a new modern gun, they commit their crime, your gun laws are useless.
Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you from all the way in Vermont. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We've got Rob. He is in Pittsburgh and listening via the LRN.FM app. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, guys, I watched
You are way too loud. I'm sorry. It's probably not your fault, though. So I think they might have fixed it at the network side. Go ahead.
How do I sound now?
A little better. Go ahead.
Much better.
All right. Well, I watched the coverage in the morning when it was still on the networks. It was pretty early, and there was a still image from the cameraman's camera while he fell on the ground. The camera was kind of angled up, and there was a partial image of the shooter's, like, shoulders, his head, like him standing there with the pistol, and that image was on the networks. And when I had first seen that image, it looked like the gunman was wearing a mask. It looked like he had a mask on, because when the later images and videos came out of the gunman's identity, you know, it was a black man, and when you look at the still image from the camera from that's fell over, it looks like a white guy. And then when you look at the first person footage with the Go camera, you look closely at the hand. I thought the person was wearing gloves. It looks like a white hand. So maybe it's kind of suspicious to me that the face from the one thing and the hand from the one thing, it does not look like his complexion skin.
Yeah, I can understand. I mean, I saw the pictures, the freeze frames of the, this doesn't look like the hand of a black man, was the caption on the meme generator that they used for it. And I went back and I looked at the video again. It's probably one of those situations where he may not be as dark of a black man as some black people are. And it certainly could have been the lighting conditions. The camera itself may not have been properly white balanced or color balanced. So
that's certainly a possibility.
Those are all things that can play in. When you look at the freeze frame and you see you look at the man's picture of the murderer today, they're definitely the same person. I mean, it seems pretty clear to me. Have you seen that since then?
I'm not sure why anyone would fake it. I mean, what's the big conspiracy behind it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. What would be the reason for, for somebody to fake it, other than sort of fear and gun control, I guess? I mean, somebody might think that.
Rob, do you have any speculation?
We know that they faked Sandy Hook and...
We don't know that, but there are conspiracy theories about that.
Yeah, but there was a White House press briefing at about 1 o'clock p.m., and the press secretary is already talking about reasonable restrictions on guns. But I just don't think people will I don't think that's going to get any support. It's really obvious when they start talking about political solutions and gun laws right after the tragedy. When they do that over and over, wouldn't potential voters or legislators, like, isn't that trick kind of really easy to see now? I can't believe they were actually bringing that right after the tragedy.
I believe that it's predictable. I mean, every time they're going
to. There's a lot of Americans that want to do away with your ability to carry a gun.
It's a great opportunity for somebody who's looking to get votes on that particular issue to go ahead and use this as a political football. Yes, it certainly seems very
trite.
Yeah, well, callous perhaps to do something like that. Hey, thank you, Rob, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I tend to agree with you, Mark, that this just, you know, any conspiracy theory surrounding this just doesn't make sense. I mean, this guy shot himself. He was also sending messages to the news media, letting them know he committed this act from his social media accounts, faxed ABC News, 23-page manifesto. I mean, come on. I mean, not even InfoWars has a conspiracy theory up about this.
No, not yet.
No, I went. I
Give
checked.
It time.
No, I checked. I figured they'd have something already, but no, they don't.
I guess you'd have to have some sort of mass murder event to get that kind of thing. This is two people that got shot, which happens probably in every major town every night.
So except for this, the difference here, as we pointed out before, is this was live on television, and so a little bit different.
Right.
855, 453. And not only was it live on television, but he also recorded it with a GoPro, then sent the footage out later on while he was on the run from the police.
He's a TV guy. This stuff was made for cable television news.
So you can join us here. We've got Jake. He's in Alaska. And Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
I wanted to mention, Mark, you were talking just a minute ago about felons and owning firearms and how that's banned. One thing that I think is kind of silly about people who believe in laws just to ban felons from owning firearms, to believe that there's this idea that there's this class of people that are so dangerous that if they get their hands on firearms that they're going to, you know, could commit a mass murder or any murder or anything, and that, you know, let's just accept for a moment the idea that these laws work and somehow keep felons that are owning firearms, and somehow they're that much less dangerous. I mean, if there's someone out there who, if they just get their hands on the firearm, are going to start committing violent acts, shouldn't they be locked up? Why are we releasing felons like that?
Yeah, let's not forget that the government is releasing these people on us if they're so dangerous.
Jake, I think you might have been calling about something else. If you got something else, stand by. We'll come back to you here. 855-453, that is our toll-free number. There are a lot of other things in the news, by the way, that I think are worth talking about. And if we get the chance, hyperinflation. Venezuela is getting ready to add more zeros to their currency.
Oh, boy.
That is not good news.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.